approved housing body Clwyd is today launching a €23 million regeneration project, St Mary's Mansions on Sean McDermott Street in Dublin. St Mary's is the first major redevelopment in the area following the publication of the Mulvey Report in 2016, which highlighted the need for action to make the northeast inner city area safer and more vibrant. St Mary's Mansions today welcomes back its first residents following the three-year redevelopment, and our reporter Angus Cox is there. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you. And we're here at the newly redeveloped St Mary's Mansions on Sean McDermott Street in Dublin's north inner city, as you say. And the first residents, they're going to be moving back in following a three-year redevelopment of this flat complex that was built back in the 1940s, so a considerable time ago. The redesign, it includes communal, social and play areas, a community room and socially aware landscaping. We'll have to find out a little bit more about what that means. I'm joined by Clwyd Housing's new business director, Fiona Cormican, and she'll be telling me more about the redevelopment here at St Mary's shortly. But first, some of the former residents at St Mary's who moved out while it was being redeveloped, they are also here this morning seeing their new homes for the first time. And two of them, Betty O'Neill and Susan Kane, they were up bright and early getting the first glimpses of their new homes. And they were kind enough to let me follow them around as they saw them for the very first time. There you are now. Susan opening the door for the first time.
Yeah. There's the kitchen, babe. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Is it what you expected?
Yeah.
I think it was about that,
yeah.
Isn't it?
What we were expecting.
Yeah.
It looks better, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you first move into St Mary's?
When I was born, my mother got married and she lived with my grandmother up in 28J. And she had me and my sister. And then I moved down to Sheriff Street with my mother, but I came back here every weekend. And then I moved in when I was 15 with my granny. So born and raised. And then I had my three children here. So they were born and raised in them.
The windows are beautiful. That windows you guys chose, do you remember?
Maybe. She said she doesn't remember.
We had meetings all through the design and all through the build.
We came back
to the residents to get their input. And so they changed the windows, they changed the deck access. We had everything enclosed and they changed that. You picked the kitchens, the tiling.
Yeah, the tiling, yeah.
You designed the playgrounds and the grounds.
Yeah. And he kept the name.
We wanted a name.
Yeah.
So here you go, Betty.
Ring your bell,
Betty. Go in then.
No, you have to come in, not me. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, it's big, isn't it?
Susan.
Are you not happy, Betty?
No. Oh, it's big. Yeah, it's lovely.
Oh, you're right out facing the church.
Yeah.
You have a nice big living space though.
Oh, it is, it's lovely, yeah, it's big enough.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Your kitchen's huge.
It is, isn't it? It's lovely.
Now, you've had a little, you've had a tutorial. How are you going to use this?
Sarah will have to show me. I think she'd be the whole day trying to show me that because I haven't got a clue.
So, that's basically your new smart display. It shows you what's happening. Yeah. There's cameras. You can see who's at your front door. You can see who's in the courtyard. I take it you didn't have anything like that in the old place?
No, nothing like that. So I can ring anybody that's in?
I think so. I'm saying
honestly,
like everyone,
be careful what you promise.
I promise it, I've always told the truth of me.
I'd probably get a big bill for that as well.
Oh no, you wouldn't, no.
Betty O'Neill and Susan Kane, two of the early residents here today getting a tour of their new homes. As I said, I'm joined by Clwyd Housing's new business director, Fiona Cormican. Fiona, it's a big day for Clwyd and a big day for the residents here at St Mary's.
It's a very big day for us, and Clwyd are absolutely delighted to welcome the residents back to St Mary's Mansions. Clwyd have a long history in the northeast inner city and our headquarters has been here for quite some time. And I myself worked with many of the people here in St Mary's Mansions when I was a youth worker back in the early 90s. So it's a very big day and we're absolutely delighted to be that Minister O'Brien came along to open this building for us today.
Now, I did my intro in one of the kitchens of the new apartments. We've now moved out into the courtyard. We're here at the playground. I said in my intro, we have this socially aware landscaping and the redesign is very significant in that regard.
It is. I mean, this is a pre-war building, so it was mass concrete building, so it was a very challenging build. But what we have done is things like, it's simple things when you talk about socially aware landscaping. We're talking about natural light. They're dual aspect apartments. They've got natural light. The contractor Ganson came up with the idea of putting glass on the balconies as opposed to solid material. So you've got light coming right through. Kitchens face onto the courtyard so people can watch their children playing in the courtyard. We've got wildflower gardens, as you can see. We have beautiful wooden structures for the children's playground. And we have the storytelling corner, as you can see. So it's all about residents creating a community and creating something very sustainable.
And as I mentioned, it was built back in the 1940s, so a wartime construction. And back then there was a bomb shelter here. That's been retained now, I think. It's been used as a pike shelter, is it?
A plant room, basically, and bike shelter and some storage for the residents.
And when I was getting the tour with Betty and Susan of their new apartments, they were obviously very excited. You got the seal of approval from them. But there was no equipment in there, no white goods, no furniture, no bed. So how soon will they be actually ready to move into?
Well, they are ready to move into because we don't provide the white goods, we don't provide the beds. This is independent living. Clough Housing Association is a socially aware landlord and we're a non-profit landlord. But people have come to live with us independently and their home is their home. So they furnish their home how they want. They buy, you know, they'll get... there's grants available for equipment and so on, but basically it's their home and they take care of the furnishing.
Okay, Fiona Cormican, Clwyd Housing's new business director. Thank you very much.